And welcome back. St. Louis is doing its best to attract newcomers, transplants from other places who come here to live, work, and play. The big challenge for them can be learning their new turf, what's available and where in their new and unfamiliar neighborhoods. Now there is a new app to help them do just that. It's called City to City and was developed by St. Louis Transplants, an organization dedicated to welcoming newcomers and helping to ease the transition to their new home. Joining me in studio to talk about City to City and his organization is Anthony Bartlett, founder of St. Louis Transplants. Anthony, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Don. Thank you for having me. Great to be back.
Okay, so how does this thing work? City to City, the new app.
Well, what we wanted to do was to provide a vehicle for people to have a translation tool to understand the new neighborhoods that they're seeing in St. Louis and put it in a framework that they might know from another city. So, for example, you're brand new to town. You have to decide where you might want to live, and you're under the gun. Things are moving fast. And when you tell a newcomer, you give them, say, a list of neighborhoods, Benton Park, Central West End, Old North St. Louis, St. Anne, whatever it might be, you're in many ways speaking another language. So what if we could put it in using terms that they know already so they can quickly try to decide how to show themselves and explore the area and find an area that might feel like home.
What are some of those terms that they might know already, for instance?
So, for example, if I say Benton Park, they might not understand what that context might be. But let's say they're from Chicago and I said, we're heading to Bucktown. They say, okay. Or if they're from Boston and we're looking at the Central West End and we say we're going to the South End. Or if they say, I'm from Silver Lake and I'm looking for something similar, we could say Midtown or SLU. And how we come to these answers is we do surveys of all of the transplants that we've had in the network for the last 5 years. So what we want them to understand is people have come before them, and people who are from where they're from, who have been in their shoes, have found a place in St. Louis that they enjoy, that they can call home. And then we, in turn, hope that that will help attract newcomers and retain newcomers as well.
So they compare places they know from their towns, the towns that they come from, and a similar place here in St. Louis. But how much information is available to them other than the fact that Benton Park is like someplace in Chicago?
So it's just the beginning. So really what we're seeing in the relocation world is that when they look at the urban core of St. Louis, what they see is a big, giant question mark. So the overwhelming vast majority of newcomers we find, you know, choose oftentimes a very distant and homogenous suburb because they just don't know. You know, why do people eat at chain restaurants? It's the same in every city. Mm-hmm. But we find if we use vocabulary that they know already, they're actually a lot more willing to explore and learn and go into that urban core that they might otherwise not have gone to once they have a familiarity. And that familiarity, I think, opens the door. So once they kind of see that word, if they see Benton Park or they see Shaw and they see Piedmont Park, then that will at least get them to visit. And then in turn, they can go to other resources to start learning more about the city.
We should point out that this is a two-way street, that St. Louisans can use this going to other cities. Just do it in reverse.
Exactly. So, you know, a lot of the users of the app are business travelers, St. Louisans going to other cities as well, so you can do it in the reverse and cross-reference whatever city that you're going to, so you can kind of have a frame of reference and understand where you are a lot faster.
You have 12 cities. I think I'm right on that, don't you, in the app? Is it more than that now?
Right. No. So currently we have 12, and we're looking to add more every day. So each month we're going to be updating it, and as new arrivals come from all over the world and they start to add their input and add their cities, we can keep growing the list.
You have some of the major cities, needless to say, Chicago, Philadelphia,
sure.
Places like that, but also Columbus, Ohio, and Frankfort, Kentucky. Where do they come from?
Yeah, so what you're really seeing is a reflection of the transplants thus far who've been surveyed and who've written in to say, listen, I love my hometown. I love St. Louis. It's a new hometown to me. and they offer their input. And what we do is we survey as many people as possible. We cross-reference it. It's very unscientific. It's meant to be fun, but to really let the other people know, to have kind of a vehicle to communicate with those who've come before them to say, you know, give this area a chance.
How about maps? Are maps involved at all to help people get around?
Yes. Yeah, so once you sort of see the general list, there's a side-by-side juxtaposition. And then what they can do is they can click on that. They can click on that list, and then a map will come up. And then that way, they can also say to their ambassador, "You know, I'd really like to explore these areas here on this map." There's a feature where they can email it to themselves, and then there's also a voting feature. So we really want feedback. So this is a growing and evolving list where people are able to vote yes or no on the accuracy, and then we make adjustments from that point.
You mentioned the word ambassador. I'm not sure everybody knows exactly what you mean by that.
So usually what we try to do is try to, you know, to give them a way to almost as though they have a friend in town or a friend in the car with them.
This is what your organization provides.
Yeah, that's what the organization provides, but it's also what the app provides. If we can't be next to them, they have a way to show themselves around as though they were in the car with an old college roommate from New York as well, who's able to kind of share with them the various parts of town.
Okay, if you're in that car with your old college roommate, you're probably heading for the Central West End or Laclede's Landing, right?
Maybe. You know, it really depends. We want round pegs and round holes, and we really want people to be able to find whatever it is they're looking for.
My understanding is that about 300 people are using this app right now. It's quite new. It's
very new in the early stages.
What kind of feedback are you getting so far?
So really what we're getting is the feedback that we understand it, is that, you know, a lot of the transplants express frustration. Again, a lot of times when they visit St. Louis, they'll only see one specific part of town. They'll see Laclede's Landing or the stadium or somewhere very distant, the airport and a highway. So the feedback that we got was, you know, we were always kind of frustrated as transplants that we never knew these pockets were here. St. Louis has so many different neighborhoods with so many different personalities. I think a lot of the transplants, when they look at that app, go, I had no idea St. Louis was so big. I had no idea it was so diverse. Mm. I think a lot of people don't, you know, even know there's an America west of Pennsylvania sometimes, and they know very little about St. Louis. What they do know, what they're looking on Google, might not necessarily be positive all the time. And then they land and they go, oh my gosh, I had no idea there were all these neighborhoods and architecture and history and pathos, and they want to be a part of it. The community-minded professional wants to be in the action. And I think traditionally, they haven't necessarily been finding those. They kind of find a place next to the office. They go to work. Again, they see a suburb or two, and they really think that's it. And then the longer they live here, they start to realize, oh my gosh, there were all these different places, and had I maybe known about this, I would have been having a different experience. So what this app does is it provides them the opportunity to know that's there in a snapshot. At the same time, it allows the person showing them around or the family member, the out-of-town guest, to really say, you know, I understand where you're coming from. Here it is in your language. You tell me where you want to go.
Well, St. Louis is really not any different from any other big towns when it comes to strangers coming in and trying to find their way around. It would seem to me that an application like this would be universally accepted in all the cities.
I absolutely think it would be universally accepted, and that's certainly the plan, and that's in our future. Though I do think in other markets, there are neighborhoods in other cities that are very well known. So, for example, if you're in downtown LA, you've heard of Sunset, you've heard of Beverly Hills, you've heard of, you know, Wilshire or whatever those markets might be. And I think visitors, when they come to St. Louis, really, again, don't understand how many different options they are. So in middle market cities like St. Louis, I think this app can have an even more profound impact. We don't necessarily have a Bucktown or an Uptown or a Georgetown or a Greenwich that's very well known to outsiders. So we want to make sure that they do know that those types of neighborhoods are here, and if they're staying somewhere else or visiting somewhere else, they might make the trip to go see it.
Well, obviously, you got into this because people were telling you that there was a need for something like this. Give me some sense of the kinds of things that folks were telling you that inspired this app.
Well, I think that the one thing, again, was that there was some you know, the new community-minded professionals want to take part in an urban revival. They want to be part of something that maybe took place in some of the other cities that they miss. So a lot of people will say, you know what, Anthony, I missed Brooklyn. I missed that opportunity. I didn't get to necessarily be a part of, you know, one of the neighborhood revivals in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh or in Los Angeles. But in St. Louis, I really get to be a part of that here. Mm-hmm. If I want to go to the East Loop or Old North St. Louis or kind of move to the urban core and be a part of that dynamic and that framework, that's really an opportunity that St. Louis has that I think to the talented professional who is and oftentimes feels like a number in some of the larger markets, they can come to St. Louis and really make that impact, and not only make that impact at the office, but make that impact in, say, Tower Grove or Shaw, or to be a part of some of these places that are really coming into their own.
While we have a little time here, let's refresh the memories of those who have listened to us talk before, those who have not, with regard to what St. Louis Transplants actually does, what your service is to new people who transplants who come in and replants St. Louisans who've left and come back.
Yeah, so St. Louis Transplants is here to assist those who are new to St. Louis or who are currently living in St. Louis to find culture and community and friendship that we feel will help tie them to the region. So they use St. Louis Transplants in an attraction component to know what community will be waiting here for them, and then also in a retention component. A lot of businesses and institutions will use it to address turnover, address issues outside of the office, and to really give people a life. So there are a lot of resources that traditionally there are recruiters, there's the real estate market, and then there's kind of the moving logistics arm, all wonderful. And what we really do is try to provide the social aspect of that transition. Again, I think in the big economic development debate, it was bring the jobs and then the culture will come. And I think even when we started 5 years ago, that was very much a debate. Now that debate is over. People are really moving for the culture first, the community first. Is it going to be cool? Am I going to have a life? And they're maybe going to get the job as a secondary aspect to that. So we really want to make sure that they can find that and find that quickly, because I've really noticed transplants don't move twice. They come to St. Louis, they get here, and if they are not happy in that neighborhood, that really is the framework of their experience. And so what we want to do is make sure we get it right the first time. We have a precious, precious little time to get a lot of these folks won over. And we want to, again, want to make sure that a round peg's in a round hole so we keep them.
When you talk about the social aspect of this, you mean exactly that. I guess you bring these people together in social circumstances.
Correct. So we have a network of volunteer hosts that we go through. We find people in the community who are either very experienced transplants or also locals who adopt and mentor and act as a social liaison to where, you know, they can immediately enter, whether it's churches, country clubs, schools, dinner parties, play dates. Again, the employer showcases the campus and the facility and the office, and then we, on their behalf, can showcase a life and a day in the life in St. Louis and really do that properly. Again, I think the older generations, here's a house, here's a highway, here's a paycheck, good luck, that's starting to change. And so I think St. Louis can really be at the forefront of that as a welcoming community.
Do we have a lot of young people coming in? Are they primarily young people that you're dealing with? Millennials?
All ages. So at transplants, our average age is 40 on the nose. But no, we have people of all ages. We have people moving to either be near children. We have a lot of replants coming back to be near aging parents. We have a lot of people moving for a position or a job. And we also have people who really feel that maybe their time on the East or West Coast has run its course. And again, they want to move back to an area where they can sort of have an impact and see the ripple effect and be in an area that needs them, that makes a difference.
We've talked about this before, but it's worth bringing up again, either to dispel the notion or to corroborate it. And that is that sometimes St. Louis gets the rap as not being a very welcoming city, that it's difficult for people to transition into this community for whatever reason. Do you think that's true?
I do. I think it's important to acknowledge that. I think it's important to teach people and give them the tools and the framework to understand it. And I don't think that given the nature of St. Louis, you have a lot of locals who are here. You have a very traditional, you have a, you know, a community, and that's in some ways very provincial. But at the same time, St. Louisans will lay down in traffic if you ask them to once you've kind of been adopted and been walked into the fold. So we find that St. Louis works very well in the buddy system. And we want to make sure that they kind of find those circles and find the network of transplants that know how wonderful it is.
And that's what your organization is all about. We asked for some Twitter responses to a question we put out there today, Anthony.
Is great.
What's the weirdest thing you've learned about St. Louis as a transplant here? And one of these reads, what we learned since moving here is Native people treat you differently. If you aren't from here, it's not being treated in necessarily a good way. That's discouraging to hear.
It's discouraging. There is some aspect where you have some remnants of the Show Me State that are where really a lot of the transplants do feel as though they have to audition for the local. And you know what they need to understand is there are some components of that. It's important to acknowledge, but there are also other communities and circles here that are not that way at all.
Another comment is St. Louisans identify more with their tiny neighborhoods than in the entire St. Louis region. I don't think that catches us totally by surprise.
No, I think you can do both on some elements. Indeed, rising tides raise all boats. But at the same time, if you want to come in and focus on a neighborhood or the village, so to speak, and make a difference there, I do think that in the end certainly helps the region at large.
You've been at this for a while now. Overall, when people come in and become adjusted somewhat to what we have to offer, what do they tell you that they like the best about this community?
You know, again, I would go back to that impact. I think a lot of, particularly the very talented people, you know, a lot of people think everything that's been going on politically and with regard to Ferguson and St. Louis in the news, you know, on one hand, you know, I think very, very talented people oftentimes run to and in the area where they're needed. And so what I'm really noticing is a lot of people from the larger markets oftentimes feel like a number. And in St. Louis, they say, you know what, whether I want to be a part of this movement, you know, Missouri is very much a bellwether and, you know, a bellwether state. And so here, again, your input and your feedback and your whether it's your dish or your artwork or your contribution, I think will be felt here and that they love.
Well, congratulations on your organization and also the City-to-City app. We'll look forward to seeing how that works out over time. It sounds like a great idea. Who knows? Maybe you've got a national thing going here.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Anthony Bartlett, who is the founder of St. Louis Transplants. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll meet local fashion blogger Summer Albarcha, who has risen to fame through her modest fashion blogging. Then we'll talk with swimmer and journalist Diana Nyad about her new memoir, Finding a Way. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.